Well, Mark, we're going to get down to some fundamental points about by-elections. Now, this is to do with a local by-election in the Wolverham ward of Cheshire West and Chester. And it's in my ward, in my hometown.
I was about to say I know someone who lives in that ward.
Well, I know quite a few people that live in that ward.
That's good.
But there you go. Right, okay, so let's kick this off. And I've just got a bone of contention. I actually think that when the vacancy was announced, the speed at which the election was called was so quick that I'm wondering, although it isn't apparently obvious, I'm wondering how the public were able to find out about it. So can I just give you a date to start off with, and just so that you get an idea? It actually was announced, a notice of vacancy, on the Cheshire West and Chester website on the 25th of March. So the notice was given under Section 87(2) of the Local Government Act that a casual vacancy exists. Now, you've got to call it. It was called within a day.
Wow.
A day. So it was announced on the 26th of March. I didn't see anything about it. And I'm just wondering, do you think that's like a little bit too short notice for the public to get a grip of? Never mind the candidates.
Well, yeah, I was going to focus on the candidates. So when was the deadline to hand the nomination forms in?
Well, literally the 5th of April.
So, like, so about a week and a half?
No. Well, yeah, it was. But how can I say? We had Easter in between. So
about a week then, because no, look, this was my point. Who reads the council website every day? I'm not that sad, John. Do you know what I mean? And I do read it quite a bit. But that's honestly, no, who does? And then it was obviously in Cheshire Live on the 26th. So then everyone's off doing their Easter thing. No one probably saw it until, Monday was a bank holiday. So maybe Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ah, this is a bit sneaky.
Something not quite right. To my mind, it was probably one of the Labour tactics, because they were hoping people weren't going to see it and see what was going on. And basically, I think it's called co-opting. I'm not sure. But if nobody actually goes in for it, there's no competition to whoever called it. And we'd have to find out whether it was somebody in Labour that called it. But if nobody actually comes forward and it's just a buy, then Labour just get to put in whoever they want. But in this case, there are six candidates.
Wow, that's quite a surprise with such a short time span.
Well, in the last election, there was only three. I think it was Conservative, Liberal, and the Labour candidate, which is Mike Edwardson.
And the Labour candidate took the majority of the shares. It was over 70%. So I guess they thought this was just going to be easy this time around.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's not, is it? No, it's not, is it?
Well, you know, we've got six, which is like, it's good. That's good for democracy to have all those people standing. But they must have known about it.
Yeah, how?
Where did they get all the information? Do they read the website?
I don't know. Maybe luckily they saw it. I think it was in Cheshire Live.
All right, okay. Or it could have been the Standard. It could have been the Standard, the other local press.
It was in one of the local presses. But they've just got lucky they were reading it that day, because, again, who reads that every day? I mean, I probably do most days.
Well, let's go through the parties to tell you, right? The first candidate is the Green Party. And then we've got the Party of Women. That's Posey's new party, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Liberal Democrat. Then we've got a Conservative Party candidate. We've got an independent, but we're not going to say anything about him.
Is he a nice guy?
He is. He's an extremely nice guy. And he's got a really, really great narrator's voice.
Does he big himself up on podcasts and stuff like
that? Yeah. He does. He certainly does. And the Labour Party.
Standard.
So there's six of them. Now, judging from what I'm saying, that means that the vote is going to be quite diluted. And what's getting me about that is because there was only something like about, if I remember correctly, it was 2023. It was somewhere around about 800 or 900 votes total.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there was. So with six candidates standing, that's going to make it very difficult for Labour to maintain a win in this area, because it's going to dilute the votes. There's no two ways about it. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm still a little bit in shock that so many people have gone to this so quickly. I'm actually thinking that wasn't what Labour intended. I mean, the Party for Women, wow. They're not messing around, are they? I like them, to be honest.
Yeah, I do.
I got followed Kelly for years.
Well, we always supported her on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when she was over in New Zealand and she was getting abused by people over there, I mean, we were always supportive of them. Always supportive.
Do you know why I like her? Because she stands up for women where a lot of men aren't.
But how is that going to appeal to a lot of the men around here?
I don't know, but I'm going to ask them if I can join. Is it?
Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to make an announcement, are you?
I would have to identify as one, but they're kind of against that, so that might not work.
Oh, don't go down the wrong hole.
Oh, easy, Tiger. Didn't mean like that. No, that's I like it. That's good. At least they're getting him stuck in.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was our call to our hypothetical political call to arms.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good. I'm very, very happy to see such a mix going forward. I think that's great. And it means that Labour are not going to get an easy ride.
No. That's what we've got to do now, not give them a free run at these elections.
Exactly.
Everybody now step up, get involved.
Stop giving
these failures a free run to continue this conveyor belt of failure. It's just frustrating.
Well, I don't know the reason why the Labour councillor has stood down. And quite simply, obviously, it's got to be for some kind of personal reason. We don't know. But, well, it wasn't the case in Matt Bryan's case, though, was it?
Was it?
He was asked to step down, but he's still there. But anyway, I think this is going to be very, very interesting. Who do you pitch for the PCC? Conservative? Labour?
Again, I just think we need to be rid of political parties. So ideally none of them, but it's going to be one of them, isn't it? So it to's and fro's, doesn't it? So I'm thinking it's going to be Labour again this time.
Okay. All right. So you think the stars are in the ascendant?
Yeah, because really I think we should scrap this police crime commissioner role if it's going to be based on political parties, because again, then there's an agenda in the background.
Yeah.
But what'll happen is, even if the current guy was really good at his job and was doing it...
Oh, John Dwyer is good. I like John Dwyer.
Conservative thing now is in people's minds, and as we're finding out in the polls and stuff, they're not doing so well. So I think that could backfire.
But when I say I like John Dwyer, I like the guy, not the party, the guy.
Yeah, that's the problem, because now he's associated with a party. If they want to have these crime commissioners, then I think they should just have no affiliation to any party at all and just focus on crime. Maybe there's a novel idea, isn't it, John?
Yeah, there's something novel. Yeah, vote for the person rather than the party.
I'd like that if it was like that at national level with all the MPs as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then you just got the person and he deals with his constituents, and there's none of this rivalry and this arguing with each other. Well, we all suffer.
Yeah, where everything suddenly becomes a political football.
Yeah.
So we vote for the person, we vote for the policy, but not the party.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and then at the end of it, if the person fails, you can hold them to account.
Yeah.
But like, we ask our councillors, why have you all voted for this? Party says so.
Yeah, that's right. They vote on a whip.
So it doesn't matter who you vote for. You're voting for a party. Yeah. So you're voting for policies from a party, and you won't change their minds because they're on a whip, and they've admitted this.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them, when they're voting on a whip, they don't even read the papers. Huh? Well, okay. Well, that's enough on that one. Let's see if we can get out of here, because it's a Friday, and we really, really got things to do on a Friday, haven't we?
We have, and as much as I like the Party for Women, I'll be voting for Mr. Mysterious Independent. I'll be rooting for the same vote.
Yes.
I'll be rooting for him.
Yes, yes, yes. Vote Independent. You know it makes sense. Get someone that's in your corner fighting for you. There you go.
Someone who's honest.
Yes.
And will be accountable and won't hide in a bunker.
Yeah.
Email them about stuff they don't want to talk about. But anyway, moving on.
Okay. All right. Well, take it easy, sir.
Likewise. It's been a pleasure.